And let's turn our attention now to some recent disasters in China. No country has been building roads, bridges, and buildings at such an incredible pace. But since 2011, 8 bridges have collapsed around the country, according to China's state-run media. The most recent case came last week in the northeastern city of Harbin. An entrance ramp to a multi-million-dollar bridge toppled over, killing 3 and injuring 5 people. The government initially blamed overloaded trucks, but infrastructure fails so often in China, most people assume the culprit is government corruption. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
When the bridge opened last November, local officials hailed it as a grand achievement. It stretched more than 9 miles and cost nearly $300 million. Construction was supposed to take 3 years, but workers finished it in half the time. Here, the party secretary of a construction company tells local TV how they pulled it off.
From early May last year until now, within 18 months, a lot of comrades didn't go home for more than a year, never took a holiday, never took off a weekend.
A group of workers in orange jumpsuits pump their fists and cheer.
The Yangmingtan Bridge is now open. We won.
Today, there are no crowds, no pumping fists. I'm standing at the entrance ramp, and I can see where it just sort of fell over. You can see a lot of twisted rebar and busted concrete. There were about 4 trucks on the ramp at the time, and they seem to have fallen from about 75 or 80 feet.
Government investigators are examining the wreckage to determine the cause, but most people have already made up their minds. The bridge story generated more than 2 million posts on China's most popular Twitter-like site. The overwhelming conclusion?
Corruption. It is the first word pops in our mind. We don't have to think about it because it's so common.
Xionio is a college junior studying in Harbin. Her uncle runs a construction company in central China. She says using substandard material while charging for high-quality goods is routine.
This analogy is made by my uncle. If the central government wants a steel bar to be 10 centimeters, like when it comes to the province, it will be 8. And when it comes to the city-state, it will be 5. This is very, very common. It's not a news.
What is striking is the Harbin Bridge is the 8th to fail since 2011. In April of that year, a cable snapped on a suspension bridge in western China's Xinjiang region, sending a chunk of roadway plunging onto a riverbank. 2 months later, a bridge in southern China's Fujian province collapsed, leaving 1 dead and 22 injured. And in March of this year, a bridge under construction in central China's Hubei province snapped in half. Julie Jia is a professor at the Chinese Academy of Governance in Beijing.
Corruption in infrastructure projects has been around for many years. These cases exploded after the 1990s because China had a building boom, and that caused this kind of corruption on a large scale.
Zhu says bid rigging is systemic and there's no checks or balances.
The situation is going in a bad direction. We do have relevant laws regarding the bidding process, but there's a lack of enforcement. The bidding process is only a show.
Chinese have a phrase for these failing infrastructure projects, doufujia, literally bean curd dregs. The worst case came in 2008 when a massive earthquake struck Sichuan province. In one poorly built schoolhouse alone, 700 children were crushed to death. Again, Julie Jia.
These were charity projects, and officials dared to skimp on the job and use low-quality materials. This was much worse than Harbin. Up until now, we haven't seen any officials punished.
While many people in Harbin blame the government for the bridge collapse, there's also a sense of resignation. In a one-party state, citizens point out they have no formal way to make change. Xionio, the college student, says people feel overwhelmed.
I will never remember those victims' names in this accident, and people won't remember it. It will be buried by another accident.
Because, she says, things like this happen all the time here. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Harbin.